Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has begun 2 days of meetings with the Bush administration. Sharon talked today with Secretary of State Colin Powell and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Tomorrow, he meets National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice and President Bush. Sharon came to Washington with what he described as a peace plan and with clear objections to any further dealings with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins me now. Vicky, with Prime Minister Sharon making the rounds in Washington, do we have any new real insights into the Israeli positions?
I attended a briefing for reporters today at the Israeli embassy, and the Israeli officials who were there, who included military intelligence and security officials, used the session to try to substantiate all the reasons why Israel should not negotiate with Arafat. Mm-hmm. They talked about documents which have been well publicized that they purportedly obtained from Arafat's headquarters. The Israelis say the documents show that Arafat used foreign aid donations to fund terrorism. The Palestinians, by the way, say the documents or forgeries. But the Israelis also said today that the same documents show that Saudi Arabia has been making payments to the families of suicide bombers. Now, that's hardly news. Saudi Arabia has acknowledged a policy of giving aid donations to the families of Palestinians killed in the Intifada, mm-hmm. whether they're killed in suicide bombings or by the Israelis. So reporters kept asking the Israelis if they were trying to say that the Saudi government is deliberately funding terrorism, and the question was never answered. U.S. officials so far have had little comment on the documents, saying that they need time to look at them.
And I understand the Israelis are continuing to insist that Yasser Arafat cannot be a partner in any negotiations.
That's true. At the briefing today, Israel's education minister, Limor Livnat, who is a member of Sharon's Likud party, called Arafat a liar, said he's a man who does not live up to his commitments. And like Sharon, she said that there's a need for a change in Palestinian leadership. President Bush today expressed some sympathy with Israel's attitude at an appearance at a school in Michigan. The president called Arafat a disappointment. But other members of his administration, including National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, said there really is no choice but to negotiate with Arafat. Rice said yesterday that the United States, you know, is not in the business of choosing a leader for the Palestinian people. One challenge for the administration during Sharon's visit will be to convince him of that position.
And the Bush administration also talks about the need for reform within the Palestinian Authority, which is something the Israelis talk about as well.
Yes, that is one area of common ground during this visit. President Bush has said that the Palestinian Authority really needs to be rebuilt along principles of democracy, transparency, and the rule of law. But it's not clear how the United States plans to bring that about, although it's possible that urgently needed economic aid to the Palestinians might somehow be tied to a mandatory program of reforms.
Thanks very much, Vicky.
My pleasure.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.